break open doors, leading you down into my core. Oh, I've become so numb. You fill my soul. My spirit's sleeping somewhere cold until you.
Broadcast. This is Road Warrior Radio, and you're tuned in live this Monday, May 17th, 2010, on the one and only Republic Broadcasting Network. I think it's interesting just to kind of kick off. I have some other things, but I thought it was timely. You know, listen, as much as I hate to do it, as much as it really grieves me to do it, the respect for the office of president should be venerated. Now, I understand what Teddy Roosevelt said and how it is servile, you know, not to criticize. It's the most, you know, base and servile, I think is what he said, saying not to criticize the president. However, the office should be a venerated position, and we ought not to fall prey to the agenda of the protocols, for example, to, you know, become disenchanted with the office. But if you listen to this network, and particularly folks like Ralph Winterroad, and even this broadcast and some others for any length of time, you know that the United States of Walmart is not the authentic position of president that we're talking about. In fact, we have a situation of military emergency, you might say, since the Civil War era when Congress walked out in 1861. They walked out sine die, or without day in Latin, and no one by parliamentary law could reconvene Congress but Congress. Now, when they were brought back at gunpoint by Lincoln, ever since then we've had some issues, and we know that the Senate Report 93-549 from 1973 clearly illustrates those facts going back, they say, to 1933. Okay, well, back to 1917. Okay, well, you really have to go back to the Lincoln era, the report says. And that's a Senate report. So that's not what we're talking about. Now, it's still not something that I take pleasure in, but it's interesting that today the New York Times reported that Richard Blumenthal, U.S. Senate candidate from Connecticut, misstated his service record. The New York Times reported that Blumenthal, a Democrat who's running for the United States Senate from Connecticut, never served in Vietnam. Call him a John Kerry. No, call him a Bill Clinton. No, anyway, call him a John McCain. Whatever. He never served in Vietnam despite statements to the contrary. It seems there's always this controversy, isn't there? There's a lot of these guys. Anyway, but here's what's interesting. The Times has found that he obtained at least 5 military deferments from 65 to 70 and took repeated steps that enabled him to avoid going to war. But is it strange? Is it me? Is it strange that the New York Times hasn't yet followed the same trail of controversy surrounding the current occupant of the White House? Joseph Farah has been all over this because obviously his senior reporter over there, WorldNet Daily senior reporter Aaron Klein, has written the book that's hot on the presses or hot off the presses right now, The Manchurian President. Barack Obama's ties to communists, socialists, and other anti-American extremists. And it's hit number 22 on the New York Times bestseller list. Do they not watch their own book list? Do they not know of this controversy? A little weird. Double standard, perhaps? We'll be right back.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze-Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze-Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Did you ever wish that you could have done something while you still had the chance? What will you do if your income ends tomorrow? Or if you lose your home, as many already have? Do you have enough money to survive through an economic depression? If you don't want to gamble with your future, then FreeToProsper.com can help you quickly end your debt problems, protect your property and possessions, and develop a personal strategy to get you through the hard times. Most importantly, you get to keep your money and not pay another cent to creditors. Our program is often superior to bankruptcy, consolidation, or settlement. Visit freetoprosper.com to find out more. This is your real chance to act ahead, so don't delay. Your future may depend on it. Call 718-615-0123 to learn more. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit freetoprosper.com today.
The Berkey Light's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkey Light, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkey Light is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkey Light, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
You have to wonder about this. Again, this gives me no pleasure. I did a big expose before the elections, and it's so obvious. There is just controversy everywhere. Everybody's done an expose. It's almost cliche at this point, is it not? Barack Obama? And I agree with the folks that are out there that are saying that it's a setup. It's pretty obvious. It's too easy. It's like reading an Encyclopedia Brown book or something, isn't it? It's like Nancy Drew and the Hardy Boys. It's not real hard. Kind of a setup. And that name is a little strange. A little uncharacteristic, no? Unprecedented. But it's a little weird. Like I said, when the New York Times reports that they're willing to send out the lynch mob, figuratively speaking, metaphorically, after Richard Blumenthal, and yet they miss the book on their own bestseller list at number 22, Climbing Fast. I'm at a loss. It's a little strange, I think. Apparently, the book is a pretty good read. It exposes an extremist coalition of communists, socialists, and other radicals working both inside and outside the administration. Now, if you've followed Aaron Klein at all, he's the one that everybody's, basically everybody's following in his jet wash, basically. Folks like Glenn Beck, for example. Klein was among the first folks to expose the green job czar Van Jones, and he was one of the first to expose that Van Jones founded a communist organization and called for resistance against the U.S. government. And the theme was picked up, obviously, and expanded by Glenn Beck, which was one of, you know, many people have said one of the leading causes of Van Jones' resignation last September. So it's those kinds of things. He's been kind of on the tip of the spear, or has been the tip of the spear in the expose along the way. Started investigating Obama during the 2008 presidential campaign and broke major national stories. He was one of the first, if not the first, to expose the Bill Ayers connection. And that was publicized in a WorldNet Daily article. And so, you know, when you understand that Aaron Klein has been there all along the way, and if you followed anything that Joseph Farah has put out over at WorldNet Daily, and Joseph Farah heads up WorldNet Daily, you know why Joseph Farah is so ardent and strident about what he's putting out. Sometimes you look at the stuff that he's putting out and you kind of go, man, that's a little hardcore, isn't it? Well, he has this, you know, this wealth of research that Aaron Klein has put together that is embodied in this expose, The Manchurian President, Barack Obama's Ties to Communist Socialists and Other Anti-American Extremists, which is officially set to be released Monday, I guess, and it's already on the New York Times bestseller list. So I think it's interesting. Hopefully somebody at the New York Times will read it, I guess. You know, maybe that's the problem. They haven't received their advanced copy yet. I don't know. But are these things, could these things possibly be true? Is this real? Wayne Allyn Root, and if you're not a fan, if you, for example, you listen to Ernie's broadcast, you listen to anything Ernie has said, Ernie Hancock on Declare Your Independence on RBN. If you've listened to anything Ernie said about Wayne Allyn Root and his latest encounter, you know, whether you're a fan or not, it's interesting. Wayne Allyn Root apparently was, well, he was, like, apparently, I should say, Obama, a poli-sci major at Columbia who also graduated in 1983. That the rumor is Obama graduated from Columbia in 1983. Well, Wayne Allyn Root did. And apparently, Wayne Allyn Root doesn't know a single person at Columbia that ever knew Obama. Root said that he, like Obama, apparently was class of 83 poli-sci pre-law, and that's a tight group. And he said, he was quoted as saying, you don't get more exact or closer than that. Never met him in my life. Don't know anyone who ever met him. At the class reunion, their 20th reunion 5 years ago, who was asked to be the speaker? Wayne Allyn Root, not Obama. Which is a little weird, don't you think? A little strange. You know? Guy speaks at the DNC and, part of the expose that I did was on the transition to power in Chicago. And, you know, the meteoric rise to political power that was surrounded by controversy with folks like Tony Rezko and Bill Ayers, the unrepentant Weatherman, and all these other kooky characters, and the same pattern of behavior for anybody that would contest it and say, well, you know, his old Saul Alinsky days are behind him. You know, sure, he was a political organizer. Sure, he was an organizer in the pattern of Saul Alinsky, because after all, he did teach the Alinsky method, did he not? That we do know. Which is particularly odious if you're American. That's un-American. It's anti-American, for Pete's sake. Read it. I might read an excerpt in the next segment. Anyway, those are the things that we know. And for anybody that might protest and say, well, you know, he shed those affiliations or those leanings or those ties. On the contrary, everywhere you look, there are exposés like Aaron Klein's. Everybody's doing one. Like I said, it's almost cliche. These goofballs, these anti-American goofballs keep showing up. They're everywhere. I mean, right from the beginning, I mentioned one of the first things that I mentioned in my exposé before the election was that I believe it was shortly before. Anyway, John Podesta is what I would consider an old school bad guy. That's my term for folks that make no bones about the fact that, well, for example, he's one of the folks that's openly and avowedly communitarian. He says, yes, I am a communitarian. Podesta was co-chairman of the Obama-Biden transition project, co-chair of the Obama campaign, presidential campaign. And right out in the open, yeah, I'm a communitarian. Basically, I'm a hardcore, you know, communist 2.0. And said it in a national interview. And makes no bones about it. This is a guy who's been around in the White House for decades. Close to power. And so, you know, writes about the progressive movement, founded the Center for American Progress, a progressive think tank in Washington, D.C., that is. And guess what? He's currently a visiting professor of law at the Georgetown University Law Center. You bet. With close ties to the Clintons, obviously. And who does that sound like? Anyway, sounds like a bunch of people, but kind of reminds you of one or two people in particular. Anyway, it's just the same old pattern. It's unbelievable. Anyway, I just find it remarkable with all of the information. There's nothing to exonerate this guy, whoever this guy is, that's the current occupant of 1600 Pennsylvania. If there's anything to exonerate him of the preponderance of evidence, where is it? I mean, this is crazy stuff. We're living in the twilight zone. This is just nuts. And like I said, the thing that really, I wasn't going to say anything, but the thing that really set me off was the fact that the New York Times reported today that Richard Blumenthal obtained at least five military deferments from 1965 to 1970 and took repeated steps that enabled him to avoid going to war. Oh, you got to be kidding. But you know what? He existed in 1965. Did you find some kind of a record of his existence and his real identity? Sounds like it. Yet you got this other character. And the best thing to come up with on this other story is today, New York Times, Obama's aunt is granted asylum. An immigration judge has granted asylum to President Obama's aunt and will allow her to stay in the United States, her lawyer said Monday. She could become a citizen in about 6 years. They ought to be doing the same story on him, apparently, from all we know. It's off the charts bizarre. We are living in La La Land. I don't know about you, but I find it very disconcerting. It's a little weird because it's too obvious, I think. It's one of those too quiet kind of things. Anyway, stick around. We'll move on after this break. Be right back.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Aerial spraying, chemtrails, the modified atmosphere, heavy metals and pesticides, carcinogens and chemical fibers all falling from the sky. You have a choice to keep your body clean. Detoxify with microplant powder from hempusa.org or call 908-691-2608. It's odorless and tasteless and used in any liquid or food. Protect your family now with microplant powder. Cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, and toxins. Order it now for daily intake and stock it now for long-term storage. Visit hempusa.org. Or call 908-691-2608 today.
Don't answer it!
If fear strikes your heart when the phone rings, knowing it may be another bill collector, it's time for you to call Zero Debt in 90 Days. 800-477-9256. Settlements, bankruptcy, and attorneys are not the answer and may end up costing you up to 10 times more than necessary. Listen, if you're already in debt, does it make sense to get buried in another payment plan? Zero Debt in 90 Days gets you out of debt in 90 days guaranteed without a payment plan and without attorneys or going to court. Get the fastest relief from debt on the planet when you call 800-477-9256. If you have debt with the IRS, credit cards, student loans, or a foreclosure, we can help at Zero Debt in 90 Days, and we are the only organization to provide written guarantees on the results. Go to ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. Or call now for free information. 800-477-9256. That's 800-477-9256.
Welcome back. Lots of interesting things that interview on 60 Minutes yesterday. Speaking of interesting stuff, the Deepwater Horizon's blowout, the interview on 60 Minutes, that's interesting. All kinds of interesting stuff everywhere these days. Speaking of interesting, let me throw out a couple of book things, book thing or two. And speaking of books, I realized what an idiot. You know, I mentioned several books on Friday, and there are no links in Friday's archive to those books, especially the one that I mentioned that everyone should read, I think, You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto by Jaron Lanier, who is a prodigy, but, or, you know, maybe was, I'd say still is, but he is known as the father of virtual reality technology. And like I said, when I mentioned the book, last week, he's one of those guys that knows everybody on a first name basis and probably worked with anybody who's anybody, you or everybody who's anybody, and anybody you know in the technology world. He knows their name. You know, anybody whose name you know, he knows them and probably worked with them along the way, and probably, you know, 70s, 80s, 90s. He's one of the guys that was really at the forefront of this stuff. It's real interesting reading his book, You Are Not a Gadget. It's his first book. And this is a guy, ideologically, I wouldn't say that I would, you know, I wouldn't say we were kindred spirits, but reading his book, this is a guy making a case for the humanist element in technology, I would say, you know, to put it loosely, instead of, like I said last week, the deification of artificial intelligence. And there's this big push, and he puts it so well. In fact, I'll give you just a couple of excerpts. We might come back to this in the next segment, but a couple of things just to kind of put this, put some feet to this. I read the prologue last week, but let me just give you a couple of excerpts. I think this is from chapter 2. Yeah, chapter 2, An Apocalypse of Self-Abdication. Again, this is Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto. And he puts some real good feet to the concept of the rapture and that controversy and the singularity, which is, as he points out, a technological equivalent. It's real interesting. Now listen to these points, because this is fascinating. And no one, I think he puts it as eloquently as it can be put. He lays down the groundwork for the, you know, what is the singularity? What is the rapture concept? And he says the difference between sanity and fanaticism is found in how well the believer can avoid confusing consequential differences in timing. If you believe the rapture is imminent, fixing the problems of this life might not be your greatest priority. You might even be eager to embrace wars and tolerate poverty and disease in others to bring about the conditions that could prod the rapture into being. Interesting, but continuing, listen to this. This is sobering. In the same way, if you believe the singularity is coming soon, you might cease to design technology to serve humans and prepare instead for the grand events it will bring. But in either case, the rest of us would never know if you had been right. Technology working well to improve the human condition is detectable. And you can see that possibility portrayed in optimistic science fiction like Star Trek. The singularity, however, would involve people dying in the flesh and being uploaded into a computer and remaining conscious, or people simply being annihilated in an imperceptible instant before a new superconsciousness takes over the earth. The rapture and the singularity share one thing in common. They can never be verified by the living. It's interesting. And so when you pull together the common elements of this and you see what he's saying, you can start to get a sense as you read his book and you understand that folks like Alan Turing, for example, I would say, you know, from what I've read of him, I would say was a God-fearing man, even though his death was surrounded by controversy, his suicide, and that's something that technologists like to downplay. But it's interesting, you see folks like him and Jaron Lanier, you know, these pioneers, it's like they create these things and it's amazing, and they feel a certain brashness, a certain boastfulness, a certain pride of creation, and, you know, gods of the world, kind of. And the next thing you know, this thing is swept up, carried on by a crowd, the nameless, faceless crowd that carries it on, and all of a sudden it goes in a direction they hadn't anticipated, and each time they're left like Lanier going, wait a second, I don't know if this is good. We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Today in America, you are facing threats of bank holidays, currency devaluation, confiscation of funds by lawyers and various government entities. We at Panama Legal Offshore Law Firm based in Guatemala have offshore solutions. For instance, we can form an anonymous Hong Kong corporation for you, get you a bank account, a $1 trillion Hong Kong bank that'll let you own 10 different currencies in your account. If one or two currencies go down, the others will go up. You'll have no Hong Kong taxes, strong bank secrecies, no tax treaty with the USA, no need to go to Hong Kong. Access your funds online from anywhere in the world, and you can even get an anonymous Visa card without your name on it or in the script through us. So come visit us at panamalaw.org. That's www.panamalaw, one word, panamalaw.org. And you can chat with us on Skype or use our encrypted chat and discuss your needs. Thank you.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
This is interesting stuff. It's fascinating. So, you know, the controversy here is, does this sound like it's possibly contrived? You know, the rapture concept is a fairly new conjuring in the Christian theological community, in the eschatological community. It's basically a 19th century creation. Without getting too far into that, I mean, that's really where it gets significant traction. And all of a sudden you have this singularity concept getting traction from that occult crowd, centering around Bailey, Blavatsky, those folks, and the Theosophical Society. And you mix in there some of the other folks like Charles Taze Russell and, some of the others that were creating these occult Christian spinoffs, calling them Christian. You know, it's interesting. I saw somebody say so-and-so is a Christian, that, whatever, you know, that person believes, that is not Christianity. Yet this is the syncretism that I was talking about last week. And I saw, you know, I don't want to upset anybody or offend anybody's delicate sensibilities when it comes to their faith or whatever. You know, we all have to reconcile that for ourselves, obviously. But this person, what they were calling, you know, this gentleman, you know, as a Christian, that's not accurate. That's just not accurate. So to me, it's evidence of this syncretism that's occurring. And here's more evidence of it. And Jaron Lanier puts it beautifully. The syncretism between the religious community and the techies, or the Luddites and the techies, or however you want to put it. Everyone's getting drawn into this syncretist movement. Isn't that interesting? I'm sure it's purely by accident. You know, these kinds of things happen. You know, you could get five people in a car and just accidentally, you know, happen to wind up in the right place at the right time, driving across the country, right? All together, nobody has directions. And then, you know, you think about throwing a million people in the same car and then going to the same place. We could all get there, right? Accidentally get there with no directions at the right time, you know, going to the right place, not really knowing where we're going. Yeah, it's accidental. Sure. We follow the accidental model of history. Anyway, back to the Obama thing. We'll come back to this in a second. I want to talk more about Lanier's book. But back to the Obama issue for a second. Dave sends this in response to what I said earlier. He says, though I don't agree with much of Tarpley's political opinion, I would say the same thing. Socialist. Anyway, sorry. I have to say that he has been spot on with regard to roots of the current president. Yeah, P, resident. I like it. It's a shame, lowercase p, capital R, P, resident. It's a shame that Tarpley's two books never received the attention of clients. Is it perhaps that they were ignored by the so-called right-wing press in retaliation for his, Tarpley, other books on G.H.W. Bush and 9/11? Probably. I don't know if it's so much that. I think that, in my opinion, you know, Webb Tarpley is... I think he's more known for this kind of thing, and it could be. I think maybe it doesn't quite have the spice because, after all, you know, Webster Tarpley is known for this kind of thing. Aaron Klein really isn't. It's kind of fresh. It's kind of new, but in terms of political leaning, Tarpley, it's kind of the same. It's kind of the same team. Whereas with Bush, it wasn't. With Klein, you know, coming from WorldNet Daily, not the same team. It's kind of the role reversal there. I would say it's that, but I would say it's also timing. It's, you know, and I've said this before. I think, you know, getting back to my point about how it's a little unsettling that it's too obvious. I mean, like I said, it's cliche at this point. Everybody's doing exposés, writing books, exposés, movies. I mean, they were coming out before the guy was even, you know, before the swearing in. Everybody was doing exposés. Like I said, I mean, we were all talking about it. The evidence is everywhere. I remember saying, I should look it up. John Podesta, in fact, maybe I will. You know, John Podesta was saying, I am a communitarian. And that was in a big national interview. Unabashedly, that was before the election, Center for American Progress. I mean, this guy is as un-American as they come. He was Clinton administration. Now, of course, he's spearheading the Obama election campaign. And, you know, it was no secret going in. And like I said, guys like Aaron Klein touched off the Bill Ayers, Weatherman Underground connection. And all this other stuff, and then everything starts coming out. You know, the Alinsky stuff. I mean, that was a no-brainer. The guy teaches the Alinsky method as a political organizer, and or a as an organizer, you know, teaches the Alinsky method. Anyway, I think the part that's a little unsettling to me is that speaking of the other team, there's an element that just, I don't know, I can't put my finger on it, and this is speculation, I'll say it that way. I've said before that in my opinion, the CNP connection is that to me feels a lot like the Christian Crusader side of things, and it's almost, it feels like from a political standpoint you have the same capitalist communist shoving match going on there, you know, hammer and anvil kind of thing, and that's the part that bothers me. We'll see what happens. You know, it's already on the New York Times bestseller list. We'll see, but you know, there's a lot of play given to you know, Islamophobia, I would say, in that direction, which again to me is the Crusader aspect of things. And when you really get down to rubber meeting road and you realize how obvious all of this is, I mean, what is Jihad Jane, a 4 foot nothing, blonde haired, blue eyed Pennsylvania woman who's supposedly a jihadist and a radical, you know, Islamist? I mean, come on. Have we lost our minds already? Everybody, you know, reporting, what was it, a month or two ago, Jihad Jane, oh my goodness, you know, I mean, come on. And like I said last week, you know, folks in Yemen, when these Yemeni detainees get back home to a place where, you know, we already know it's a hotbed for malfeasance. How did that happen, by the way? And you throw a little gas on the fire, which is these guys that come back that are not charged, that are detained against their will for years. Would you be a little unhappy? What's going to happen there? But, you know, even with all of those, you know, contrivances trying to cause these bad things to happen, look how passive everyone is everywhere. It's unbelievable. I think it's shocking things aren't worse all around the world because of these instigations that happen, like the Yemeni detainees. I mean, I've been saying, and other folks have been saying for a long time, watch out. That's going to get hot. It's supposed to. Just like, you know, Rand wrote all of the places that imploded on themselves, like Afghanistan will, were designed to. Everywhere we go, we have a brown thumb talking about green shoots. The military-industrial complex, that is, with the American or the United States flag stuck on it, and the flag has a gold fringe around it, and the Union's on the wrong side. What does that tell you? Might as well just hang all of those flags backwards. You know, I saw some National Guard guys this weekend. Somebody, a friend of mine, said that he bumped into some folks stationed here locally, and over the weekend, he said, you know, would you ever disarm Americans? And they said, depends. And so they had a discussion about that. But, you know, I have a hard time. I can't even look at that patch on the shoulder that's backwards. It's backwards. How many people even realize there's a problem there? That's a problem. What's wrong with the other shoulder? Well, you know, it's because it's on. Okay, great. We'll stick it on the other shoulder. What's the problem? That has meaning. It means something. It's not arbitrary. Check into Title IV. It's supposed to be somewhere else. It's in the wrong place. Period. It means something. Don't let anyone tell you different. There's a problem there. Anyway, I agree entirely with Dave's sentiments, and you know, shame on me for not mentioning Webb Tarpley's books, because he always does an amazing job, and so I think that's fair. You know, and Dave actually included the link to the 60 Minutes interview, Obama's Manchurian Candidate by Webster Tarpley, 60 Minutes, Social Engineering Behind Leadership, or Behind Leader Worship, excuse me. And 60 Minutes long, excuse me, that was from 2008 interview. Anyway, the two books, though, Dave included the link to, and so I'll mention those. Obama, the Postmodern Coup, Making of a Manchurian Candidate by Webb Tarpley, and Barack H. Obama, the Unauthorized Biography, obviously, by Tarpley. But I agree. You know, I think that he always does good work. There's no question about that when it comes to his biographies. Though, as Dave said, I don't agree much with his political opinion. It's interesting how that works, though, isn't it? He does write good books, does write good biographies. But it'll be interesting to see what happens in this latest expose by Aaron Klein. I think it'll be revealing. To me, it's probably going to be Scahill-esque in its packed findings. So we'll see how that goes. But getting back to Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, I wanted to mention a couple more things real quick. Actually, I'll give you probably a section or two in days to come, but for now we'll grab a little snippet. This again is from chapter 2. And this section of chapter 2 is titled You Need Culture to Even Perceive Information Technology. And this is interesting. And again, this is, you know, the book really is making the case for the humanist perspective in technology, which is challenging, I think, because at the heart of the technological movement is a very anti-human, very evil agenda that keeps drawing people in and conscripting folks like Lanier and Alan Turing and all the rest of them along the way to the yoke of evil, I would say, because it just keeps going in a particular direction. How else do you explain things like, you know, the FBI's carnivore system or the latest Darwin computer system, or, you know, it's always this kind of thing. You know, I had a friend tell me that it was ironic. He read an article on the Darwin computer system and he says, you see this picture, how arrogant. You know, this picture has wires coming out. There are hundreds of guys standing around and it's, you know, taken millions of man hours to get to this point, and they're going to call it Darwin. Like it just, you know, happened by, you know, process of natural evolution. It just happened. It's very arrogant. Anyway, here's a section again from Jaron Lanier's You Are Not a Gadget, a manifesto. Anti-human rhetoric is fascinating in the same way that self-destruction is fascinating. It offends us, but we cannot look away. The anti-human approach to computation is one of the most baseless ideas in human history. A computer isn't even there unless a person experiences it. There will be a warm mass of patterned silicon. Glenn, I hope you're listening. Just kidding. A patterned silicon with electricity coursing through it, but the bits don't mean anything without a cultured person to interpret them. This is not solipsism. You can believe that Your mind makes up the world, but a bullet will still kill you. A virtual bullet, however, doesn't even exist unless there's a person to recognize it as a representation of a bullet. Guns are real in a way that computers are not. Kind of reminds you of the Matrix, doesn't it? Anyway, guns are real in a way that computers are not. Fascinating. It's true, though, and that's just a little snippet into that contest between the human and the humanist, so to speak, perspective in technology and this anti-human rhetoric that he talks about that seems to be gaining traction. How and why is this happening? And he basically makes the case, Lanier makes the case, that this defies sense or logic. Seems logic would dictate the other direction, but why and how is this happening? We'll talk more when we come back. Stick around.
Stay tuned for a million bottle giveaway announcement.
Do you have troubled skin, acne? Well, against the better judgment of our management team, we're going to prove to you once and for all that Proactive works. So if you want to try it, give us a call, because we're going to let a million people try Proactive and receive our legendary refining face mask free if you call right now.
You heard it. Be one of the first callers and you'll receive a 60-day trial of Proactive Solution risk-free, plus a free refining face mask when you call 1-800-340-4634.
Proactive's combination therapy system uses prescription-grade acne medicine and soothing spa-quality botanicals to create a powerful acne-fighting system. It's so effective it transforms blemishes and bumps into clear, smooth skin.
You can have beautiful, healthy-looking skin. Put us to the test and we'll prove it. Get your risk-free 60-day trial plus a free refining face mask. Call toll free now, 1-800-340-4634. That's 1-800-340-4634.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasermedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasermedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the total transformation program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my total transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's 1-800-583-1093.
Welcome back. Final segment of tonight's broadcast. And last but not least, really, really not least, I got an excellent email over the weekend from another Dave, another listener, Dave, and I really appreciate it. I appreciate them all. This one was the book by Martin Wetzel Walbert, published in 1899, and it's back. The title is The Coming Battle, A Complete History of the National Banking Money Power in the United States, and it's excellent. Remember the point that I was making from, oh gosh, now I forget. The title, Lies My Teacher Told Me. Remember that, the point that I made from James Lowen's book about this issue? It was chapter, what was it, chapter 9? Many African societies divide humans into three categories, those still alive on Earth, the Sasha and the Zamami. The Sasha, the recently departed, whose time on Earth overlapped with people still here, are the Sasha, the living dead, right? Those folks are still in memory. In other words, there are contemporaries. Their contemporaries still are here, and it's challenging to write history over those folks until they pass into the definition of the Zamami, when the last known ancestor or survivor, that contemporary of that person, passes away. This is one of those issues. We can look back to that era, to M.W. Walbert's book, and it's tremendously insightful. I highly recommend it. I'll stick a link. I'll embed the book, a link to the Google Books version, the OCR'd copy, and there's even you can download it. You can download a PDF copy, and there will be a link to that in the archives as well. Very exciting. Here's an excerpt before we go out from the introduction. In this volume, the author endeavors to give an accurate history of the present national banking system of currency, including an account of the first United States bank, both of which were borrowed from Great Britain by those statesmen who, like the father of Sir Robert Peel, believed that a national debt was the source of its prosperity. It is believed that the facts adduced in the following pages will be productive of some good in pointing out the immense evils lurking in that system of banking, a system which has produced panics at will and which is the active abettor of the stock gamblers, railroad wreckers, and those industrial tyrants of modern times, the enormously overcapitalized and oppressive trusts. It is sought to point out the great dangers of delegating purely government powers to these greedy monopolists, by which they are enabled to organize a money trust far more tyrannical than all the other combinations now in existence, and by which they absolutely defy the authority that endowed them with corporate life. The issue between these banks and the people will be joined in the near future, and the greatest struggle the world ever witnessed will take place between the usurping banks on the one hand and the people on the other. There's more, but that's all we have time for tonight, and you get the point. I highly recommend it. There's a link to it in the archives tonight. That's it for tonight. It's an honor and a pleasure as always. Take care, God bless, and we'll catch you on the other side.
With recent